For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
One suspect was killed and over a dozen people, including a 13-year-old boy, were injured when two gunmen opened fire at an all-night art festival in New Jersey early today. Mercer County Prosecutor Angelo Onofri.
At least two of the suspects in this mass casualty shooting are in custody. As we indicated, one of the individuals has been pronounced deceased. The other individual is in police custody.
About 1,000 people have been in the area for the Art All Night Festival that showcases work by local artists, music, and food. Three inmates, including one charged with murder, busted through the wall of an Illinois jail on Saturday morning and led authorities on a manhunt. Justin Bray, Zachary Schock, and Johnny Tipton allegedly used a pipe to break a hole in the concrete wall of White County Jail in Carmi, Illinois. Neighbors say they're in shock.
When I go home, I'm going to make sure I lock my car and make sure I lock my apartment.
Bray was captured last night. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wayne Allen Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WARN to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty, Made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
President Donald Trump will head to Capitol Hill on Tuesday to discuss immigration with a House Republican conference. That comes after lawmakers were thrown into confusion Friday after Trump initially said in a Fox News interview that he wouldn't support a compromise immigration bill that had taken weeks to negotiate. The White House later released an official statement saying Trump would support the legislation if it makes its way to his desk. Many are puzzled that the president blames Democrats for the separation of families at the U.S.-Mexico border, including Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal, who spoke to ABC News.
Especially on Father's Day, we should be cherishing families and supporting them, not ripping children away and then blaming it on Democrats or anyone else when there is no law.
White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway tells Fox News the president's vision cannot be more clear on immigration.
He wants to have a sovereign nation that has physical borders. These Democrats refuse to provide the funding necessary so that you can expand the detention centers, that you have more ICE agents, as some common sense measures.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, is now in jail in Virginia. Here's more from USA's Wendy King.
His ankle bracelets were revoked amid allegations of witness tampering from special counsel Robert Mueller. He faces trial for various charges, including failing to register as a foreign agent. Manafort and his Russian business partner, Konstantin Kalimnik, allegedly asked European contacts to testify that their lobbying work did not take place in the U.S. Judge Amy Berman Jackson told Manafort's attorney, "This is not middle school. I can't take his cell phone. I have no appetite for this." Manafort will now remain in jail until his trial concludes later this year. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
He was on vacation, joined a protest, and now he's detained in Vietnam. That account from relatives of 32-year-old Will Nguyen, an American whose violent arrest in Ho Chi Minh City last week was captured on video. His sister, Victoria Nguyen, told ABC News this week that her brother was protesting controversial new economic zones in Vietnam that may favor Chinese investors and tweeting about the protests.
He was very excited about it. He was, you know, tweeting like play-by-plays and at one point, it just stopped. His tweets had stopped. And I think at that point, one of the witnesses indicated that he was being arrested.
She says her brother was beaten and dragged into the back of a police truck. For USA Radio.